Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi, Peya Daf Ches. And we'll start with the bottom of Zayin Mabeis. And we still have a couple of dafim relating to this first Mishnah here in Meseches Peya, talking about the Dvarim that we earn Schar in this world, and the Keren Kayemes is even in the next world. So we spoke about Talmud Torah, Keneged Kulam, and Hava Shalom, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, a number of the mitzvahs that were brought up yesterday. Oh, we even had the beautiful story about Artaban, who sent the beautiful stone to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rav Yehuda HaNasi, and then he sent it back a mezuzah, and he said, this is priceless, and this is only that guards you, we don't even have to guard it, which of course reminds us of the story of Unkelus in Maseches Avodah Zarah in the Bavli, where Unkelus convinces all the Roman generals that are sent to him to bring him back to convert themselves, and finally, they weren't allowed to talk to him, and the only thing he did was point to the mezuzah. And they said, what's that? And he said, okay, you asked for it. Then he explained the mezuzah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu guarding from the outside, and they didn't try to get him to convert back anymore because they realized that it was not going to work. But again, that's the mezuzah of showing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Mana Shama Kulhon Min Hadin Kraya. Rabbi Mana learned out all of these mitzvos that are have Karen in this world and in the next world. He learned it all out from the following pasuk. Part of the pasuk we already had earlier. Ki davar lo davar reku mikem. So that we had earlier, a couple of dafim ago, where it's darshan that one is not allowed to say that something in the Torah is reik, is empty, right? Lo davar reku mikem. If you say it's davar reik, we darshan earlier that it's from you, it's from, because of your chisaron that you don't recognize the beauty and the meaning. So lo davar reku mikem, that's Talmud Torah, that's a reference to Talmud Torah. Ki hu chayechem, that phrase in the pasuk is a reference to Kibud Av Va'Em. How is that a reference of Kibud Av Va'Em? Because it says Yarichun Yamecha, you'll have a long life. So Chayechem, right? That is a reference to Kibud Av Va'Em. Or also another way of learning it, the Rosh Sir Leo says here, how is that a reference? Shehaav Mechayeh Haben, the father gives life to the child, Umotzio La'Avir Ha'Olam, and brings him out to the world, Umatzilo Mikama Mine Nizikin, and saves him. A parent helps the child live. So it could be Chayechem just referring to the schar of Kihu Laman Yerichel Yamecha Al Ha'Adama, or it's referring to the nature of Kibud Av Va'Em, that a parent brings a child into this world and helps them live in this world. Continuing the pasuk, ubedavar hazeh ta'arichu yamim zeh gemilas chasadim, that also goes to Olam Haba, and that the Ma'ariv Folda says is a reference to the pasuk we had yesterday. A rodev stakav achesed yimsa chayim stakav akavod al ho adama zehava shalom ein adam chavero. Hal adama is a reference to bringing shalom between man and his friend. Says the Pnei Moshe, Lefisha b'shalom kulan hein misyashvim u'miskaimen ohla adama. Through shalom, the whole world continues to exist. The whole world is able to function. Remember the first parak of Pirkei Avos, the beginning and the end of the parak, all the Rishonim on the Mishnah try to put together how we parallel the three al shlosha dvarim ha'olam omeid, al haTorah, v'al avoda, v'al gemilas chasadim, and at the end of that same parak, al shlosh dvarim haolam kayam, al adin, al emes, v'al hashalom. Right, those three, Torah, avoda, gemilas chasadim, parallel to din, emes, and shalom, and the Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Torah, the beginning of the Choshen Mishpat discusses these items and how they're parallel, and what does it mean if you have Torah, avoda, gemilas chasadim, how do they connect to din, emes, and shalom? Maybe one, the world was created for it, and the other one, the world is able to keep going. That's the difference between omeid and kayam. Right, the Mefarshim discuss those two mishnayos. So here you have shalom that brings societal harmony. Zava shalom beit al nachveira on the adama. Interesting. That's kind of the job of Beis Din, the Ramban in Vayishlach. The Ramban discusses in Parshas Vayishlach the mitzvah of dinim, the mitzvah of setting up a court system. Right, it's the only one of the mitzvahs I say that is within the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. All the other ones are Los Aseis, Avodah Zarah, and Eiver Menachai, and the like. And the Ramban, in the context of Shechem, discusses what is the mitzvah of Dinim. So the Ramban quotes the Rambam, that Dinim, setting up a court system, means setting up courts in order to judge the other six mitzvos, right, of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. That is the Ramban. The Ramban doesn't like that. He thinks that's too limited. But the Ramban says, you know what Dinim is? It's about basically Havas Shalom Adam Chavero, like that we're talking about here. It's keeping a functioning society. That's what Dinim is, says the Ramban. Aval Tziva Osan Bedine Gineva Ona'a Oshek Schar Sachir, right? Stealing and ripping people off and not paying your workers and paying your workers. Shomrim va'onei zumafate va'avos nezikin v'chova b'chaveiro v'dini mal v'velo v'vemekach u'memkar. All of these, ke'inyan hadin shenistavu Yisrael. What are all these? In order to help create a functioning society, to bring hafar shalom b'dam l'chaveiro. That's the mitzvah d'oraisa of dinim. And it doesn't dafka say by Torah rule. Any type of court system that keeps societal peace, that would be a fulfillment of the mitzvah of dinim. Interesting, not our issue now, but see what's not on this list? Ribbis is not on the list. Ribbis, taking interest, is not on the list. Maybe that's something inherently not evil. Right? That's how society functions. Money makes money. So, right, ribbis is a different type of isser than the others, but all the other ones are on the list. Right? Geneva, Ona, Oshek, Scharsacher, Vecholos. So again, Havash Shalom Chavero, there's a personal chiyuv, as we saw, Baki Shalom Baratfeyu. We saw that on yesterday's daf. But also, the societal chiyuv, and that is Dinim. Ukenegdon, continuing now, and Keneged, these mitzvos, that we have Kibbut Avaim, and Havash Shalom, and Gemilas Chasadim and Talmud Torah, Ukenegdon Arba Advarim Shein Nifrayim in Adam Olam Hazeh Akher Kemes Olam Haba. There are four averos that are parallel. That not only are we punished in this world, we're punished in the next world. Ve'eluhain. What are these four averos? Avodah Zarah, Gili Arayis, Shvichas Damim, V'Lashon Hara Keneged Kulam. Right, these four, the big three, and Lashon Hara. Some of the farshim in the back. Try to parallel, it's not just four and four, they're exactly parallel. They're exactly parallel, these four, to the four original. Look in the Aled Yona. The Aled Yona, in the, one of the Mefarshim suggests, how are these parallel to each other? Avodah Zarah is, Kibud Ava'im. How is Avodah Zarah Kibud Ava'im? Because Kibud Ava'im is recognizing that, the center, you know, the true center of existence, and who it's supposed to be, and Avodah Zarah is a false center. Gili Arayis is the opposite of Avodah Shalom, right, because Gili Arayis causes pirud, separation between, Ish L'Ishto, Shvichas Daman obviously is Gemilas Chesed, and Lashon Hara is Talmud Torah. Why? Because Talmud Torah is using my peh for what I'm supposed to use it for, and Lashon Hara is using my peh for what I'm not supposed to use it for. And even though it says here that Lashon Hara Keneged Kulam, it doesn't mean literally. It doesn't mean literally, as we know. It can't be literal. Lashon Hara, one does not have to give their life for Lashon Hara. It's not really one of the big three, but Chazal often use certain phrases in order to get across a message of how chamor something is. Right? That's the Lashon Hara here, Keneged Kulam. The Rambam seems to have another girsa. When the Rambam quotes these in Hilchos Deos, the Rambam in Zion Gimel in Deos, he says, Amr Chachavim Shalosh Averos Nefram and Adam Alom Hazeh, Ve'ein Lo Chelach Olam Haba. That must have been his girsa. Not a Karen Kayemis Olam Haba, but Ve'ein Lo Chelach Olam Haba. And he quotes these, Avodah Zarah Gila Reish Yuchas Damim, V'Losh and Hara Keneged Kulam. Right? And that's what that's the Rambam in Perek Zion Alacha Gimel of Hilchos Deos. He also talks about this in Pirkei Avos, where he talks about his Yisod, this we've mentioned in the past, his beautiful idea on the Mishnah about Shtika, that there's no greater midah other than Shtika, than keeping quiet. The Rambam there talks about how every single thing that we say in life falls into one of five categories. That we've quoted in the past. And then the second half of that, he talks about Lashon Hara, and he quotes the Chazals that are on this stuff. But those are the five categories, if you remember, of Dibor. Number one is good things, right? Mitzuveh, mitzvah, kriyas haTorah, Talmud Torah. Number one, the opposite is aser, and that's lashon hara and nivol peh and klala and edus sheker and rechilus. That's the opposite. Number two. Number three is let's call it divrei rishus. Things that we have to say in order to live, you know, shopping and making a parnasa and divrei rishus. Adam nogi adam lemischaru parnasasu umachalo umishteu umalbusho v'chulu. That's not amazing, and that's not nothing wrong and nothing great. That's just stuff that we need to do to live. And then you have categories four and five, what the Rambam calls miruchak and merutze, meaning items that are not aser, but they're not a mitzvah either. What are those? So you might say schmoozing. Schmoozing. Talking about other things. So sometimes you could have schmoozing that is merutze. The Rambam says philosophy. Right? A positive, constructive discussions that are not related to Torah directly. That would be the Rambam's merutze. And then the other is meruchak. Things that are not aser, but shouldn't be spending your whole time talking about that. Current events, and the like. So that's what the Rambam says. Hisnagus melech ploni ba'armono. How is the so-and-so king, doing in his palace? So the Rambam says we have to make sure that we fill up the right categories with everything we say in life. So right after that, the Rambam talks about lashon hara. Kini kvaris kivin shis kind of lashon hara. So let me talk about this avera chamura biyoser she'adam nichshal botamid. We're going to have the rest of our daf today. We're going to have lashon hara agadata, right? I guess because arachin, there's no Yerushalmi on Arachin. So the Gadata for Lashon Hara is right here. So that's what the Rambam used the opportunity. But again, his Girsa must have been Ein Lochel Lom Haba. Now back to the Gemara. We have Psukim that tell us that each of these are an Olam Hazeh and an Olam Haba. Each of these Averas. Avod Azar Minayin. He Kares Ti Kares Hanefesh Ahi Avon Haba. Right? Kares and then Avon Haba. Matam Alamar Avon Haba. The sin is still with him. Alamech Hanefesh Nechrasa Va'ona Va'avona Ima. Right, the nefesh is cut, va'avon haba, and the avon is still with the nefesh, viksiv anach, and that's, therefore you see, it's, right, it's a double lashon, even in olam haba. Viksiv, but it also says regarding avodah zarah, anachat ha'amazeh chata gadola v'yasu lahem Elohe Zahav, right? Moshe Rabbeinu tries to defend Klal Yisrael. But you see, the word gedola is used by avodah zarah. Right. The Egel is connected to Avodah Zarah, at least somehow, even if it's not Mamash Avodah Zarah. But you see the word Gedola is used by Avodah Zarah. So we have a Hekish, right, and they're all, as the Marafolda says, Kula Shaminan Minah. They're all learned out from Avodah Zarah. Gili Arayis Minayin Ve'ech Eseh Hara HaGdola Hazos V'chatasi Lelohim. So you see how Gedola is used by Gili Arayis, that's by Yosef. Shvichas Damim Minayin V'yomer Kain Al Hashem Gadol Avonim Minso. You see the word Gadol. Kishuba Eitz Alashin Hara. So you see, so far you have the source by Avodah Zarah, and then you have the Hekish by the other two, and then you have Alashin Hara, Ma'o Omer, you have the biggest word, Lo Gadola, it doesn't say Gadol, like it says by Kayan, Velo Gdola, it doesn't say the word Gadola, like it says by Yosef, Velo Hagadola, right, not even that, Ela Gadolos, Yachris Hashem Kol Sifsei Chalakos, Lashon Medaberes Gidolos, a reference to Lashon Hara, and therefore you see, Lashon Hara is even, in a certain sense, Keneged Kulam, as the Gemara said, earlier. Again, it does not mean that it's Yahari Val Yavar. Speak Lashon Hara about so-and-so or I'm going to kill you, but it has certain elements that are more chamor than the others. If you look in the Rabbeinu Yonah, in the Shari Tshuva, in the third Sha'ar, he talks about this. Os Reish Beis, ki anu tzrichim lefarish lecha, hechi tachen ki yer avon Lashon Hara yoser al shol sha'ela. He quotes this Chazal, how can Lashon Hara be worse than the big three? And by all these three, you have a source. They have to give you life for it. Yahari Valyavar. So in what sense is Lashon Hara worse than these other major Averas? So he goes through a few points. Number one, Kibal Lashon Hara hu shona bi'ivalto. Lashon Hara, it's something that you do all the time. Eser pa'amin bayom. 10 times a day. Yachlim v'yavish v'yachpir. V'yadaber svas yeser v'yakab eseser. Kimi tinkates v'ancho. Right? You don't stop. Ki ba'al halashon lo yasim kinsei milin. You're not going to mince your way and hold back your words. Bishagama ve'irakala kveda ma'od al hishanes ve'ivelas pamim rabos. It's so often yafki chata gadola v'ra'achola. Right? How often is somebody going to commit the other averus? Not as often as lashon hara. Number one. Number two. Ki ba'al halashon tshuvaso kasha. Hard to do tshuva for lashon hara. Acharei asher limei lishono daber sheker upiv shalach b'ra'a umeirov hahergel einenu shalit b'rucho. Because I do it all the time, I'm not in control. Uki'ilu lushono goremes hamachshava. It's like my mouth comes first, and then it causes me to think. Number two. So again, it's done so often, it's so hard to do tshuva. Number three, baal halashon cheto nakel beinav. I don't think it's usher. Ki yomar ach davar svataimu. What am I doing? I'm just talking. I'm just saying something. V'lo pane el nezakav harabim. Alken liyashu midarko hara'a. The other averis, hopefully we know it's usher. Even though we might be violating, we know it's usher. Number three. Number four. Im yashu bala lashem tshuva tzorach levakish mechila. Lasher mutzak lo mizam lishono. How are you going to ask mechila? Even if you recognize it's an avera. How are you going to ask mechila for it? Right? The mashal of the Chavetz Chaim with the feathers and the pillow. So says the Rabbeinu Yonah, in these sentences, it is more chamor, even though obviously halachically, per se, it might not be harg val yavar, but in the senses that we mentioned, it is more chamor than other averus. Okay, so now we're up to a number of mamari chazar relating to lashon hara. Just to remember, just to review for a second, the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas, in Perek Zayin of Hilchas Deos, what exactly is the definition of lashon hara? Right, the Rambam and the Chavetz Chaim quotes this afterwards, obviously, in the beginning of if it's Sefer on Lashon Hara. The Rambam says there are three categories. Rechilus, Lashon Hara, and Motzi Shemra. Three different categories of sins of my mouth. Hamaragel b'chaveir over b'losasi. Shemra lo selef rechil b'amecha. Rechilus is an isadar raisa. What is Rechilus? Rechilus means, like a peddler, I go and bring news to someone else. Reuven, do you know what Shimon said about you? That's Rechilus. Where I'm not the source of it, but I just repeat, I peddle it. Zetoin dvarim v'holech mizel azel v'omer kach v'kach omer ploni, kach v'kach shamati aploni. Right, that's avishu omer emes, even if it's true. Or is it machriv esolam yesh avon gadol mizet? That's number one. So you're peddling. Number two is lashon hara, avon gadol mizet ad ma'od. And that's just saying something bad about my friend. Right, that not saying what so-and-so said about someone else, you know, what so-and-so said about you. No, that just means, do you know what so-and-so did? Right, so that's lashon hara. And if it's true, if I make it up and it's a lie, that's motzi shemra. Aval homer sheker, motzi shemra al chaveiro nikra. Aval ba lashon hara, zeshe yoshe v'yomer kach v'kach asaploni, kach v'kach chayu avosav, kach v'kach shamati alav, v'omer dvarim shel gnai. And then he quotes the pasuk that we just had in our Gemara, Yachreis Hashem kol sifsei halakos, Lashon midaberes gido gidolos. And the Ravid and others talk about it, but those are the three categories that let's keep in mind. So says the Gemara. Ksiv vayava Yosef is diba samra laviyam. Yosef brought the evil tidings. Lashon hara sounds like to their father, beginning of Vayeshev. Ma Omar, what did Yosef say? So Chazal quote this. Rashi discusses this ala Torah. Remeir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. Three opinions. Remeir, Omer, Chashud, and Alehin, Alevim, and Achai. He complained to his father that they're chashed on Aver Menachai. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mizalzlan Hein Mibnei Shvachos V'Nogim Mehem Kavadim. They make fun of the children of the maidservants. They don't treat them like real brothers. Rabbi Shimon Omer Nosin Hein Einea B'Bnos Haaretz. They look at other women. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Ben Pazi Peles Umozne Mishpat Lashem. Hashem has a scale. Maaseu Kol Avnei Kis. Ma Omer. So what's the scale? Yosef was punished, Mida Keneged Mida, for each of these topics that he quoted. Ma Amar Chashud Nina Lever Menachai. He said, oh, they're Chashud Lever Menachai. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kachani Mochiach Alehen, Shein Shochtin V'Ochlin. They do proper Shechita. And what is it? Vayishcha Du Sirizim, Vayitua Zakatonis Badam, right? When they sold him, and they shechted a goat. Ma Amar Mezalzan Hei B'Bnei HaShvachos, V'Noagim Hem Kavadim. You say that they treat the B'nei Shvachos like Avadim. Le'evin Nimkar Yosef. Yosef was sold like an Evin. Ma Amar Nostim Einayim B'Bnos Haaretz. Right, they look at other women. Ha Duba Mizgar Yelacha. I'll get the bear, right, Eishas Potifar, to be start up with you. Batisa Eishas Adonav Eseineha El Yosef V'Gomer. The question all the Mefarshim deal with, the Mefarshim on Rashi, in Parshas Vayeshev, is, What was the Shvatim? Why did Yosef think that? Why? What would be Mimanavshach? If, you know, you just Stam Yosef was making up a story, right? They must have been doing something, and if they were doing something, so what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas? So the Sifsech, the Mizrahi, the Sifsech HaMachlokas summarizes the Mizrahi here on this Pasuk. What exactly were they thinking that they were, that Yosef? The kasha, the hechi tachi lomar, shebede Yaakov yu chashudin al zos. Vichas v'shalom emes, lomenenas Yosef al zem. Imanavshach, if it's true, why was Yosef punished? If it's not true, what was Yosef doing? V'yesh lomar devada lo yechashudin al zem. Vada, they weren't chashud. Yosef made a mistake. Lekach nenas. Shehailo la'ayin b'davar. He should have looked closer. He should have seen that what they were doing was not exactly the Avera. He thought they were doing Gevir Menachai, but really it was an animal that was still flailing. And really it was mutter to eat. Right? And they didn't eat Shechita, except because of Maris Ayin. And B'nei Shvachos, they called them B'nei Ashvachos, V'kavanasam, Haya, Shayu, Mishubadim, L'racha, L'leya. V'zeh emes. They were B'nei Shvachos. They weren't on the same level. Aval hu sover, B'dekor le'B'nei Shvachos, Kavanasam, Shenoldu, Kodim, Shenishtachru. Okay, all the different details of what was Yosef thinking, you gotta come up with something in the middle. That they were doing something that appeared wrong, but Yosef made the mistake. If you look in the Mishnah Lamelech has a whole Sefer, the Parashas Drachim, which is all about the status of the Avos before Maimon Har Sinai. The status of the Jews before Maimon Har Sinai. So there, in my edition, it's on page 19, it's in the first section, he says, well, may the Machlokes, Yosef and his brothers were, did they have the status of Jews or B'nai Noach? Because there are slight differences in halacha between the parallel mitzvos. So he says that was the machlokas. Dashvatim ayisuvrim sheyatzu mechal b'nei Noach af lahakel v'yishlam din Yisrael gamur af lahakel. And therefore they were eating animals that were still flailing because that's mutter to a Jew. Ach Yosef mirov chasiduso hayasover shelo yatzu mechal b'nei Noach lahakel ulolam chayavim bechumris b'nei Noach ubechumris Yisrael. Okay, maybe they was arguing about the status of what they had. Okay. Let's continue about Lashon Hara. Reb Yossi, b'shem Reb Yochanan, zeshu omer Lashon Hara, eino omer ad shehu kofer be'ikr. Somebody who speaks Lashon Hara is really denying kofer be'ikr. That Rambam that I just read continues and quotes this Ma'amar Chazal. Because he's kofer be'ikr. You don't think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. My time, what's the source? Omar, asher amru, lo sheninu, nagbir svasenu, itanu, mi adon lanu. It's as if you're denying HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol averas adam chodim ba'aretz, ve'elu chodim ba'shamayim ba'aretz. Most averas are only in this world, but this is in the next world too. My time, shatu ba'shamayim pihem, ulashonam tihalach ba'aretz. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, binu nazos shechachei Eloa. Those who think about this, those who forget God, pen etrovein matzil. Maybe I will grab and I won't save. Amr Yishua ben Levi. Teshev biachicha tedaber. You talk about your brother. Bebenim chatit ein dofi. Maksiv taman. What does it say near there? Ularasha amar alokim. Malach alasaper chuki. Batisa brisi alai picha. So you see, it's connecting and going against in Shamayim to HaKadosh Baruch. Asar the Lashon Hara minayin. What's the Isser of Lashon Hara? The Rasir Lio here says that we know the assay of Lashon Hara is in Kiseitse. Hishamar, right, to remember Miriam. Remember Miriam. The Ramban says maybe it's a mitzvah saseh daraisa. Remember Miriam. Right, Zachari says, sure, I saw Hashem lakechel Miriam, but derech matzei eschemi Mitzrayim. So that's the aseh. What about the los aseh? So we have rechilus, lo seilach rachil, but also we have a deeper meaning of a nishmarta mikol davar ra. Davar ra could be understood as dibur ra. Not just davar ra, but dibur ra. Amar Rebbe La, Tani Rebbe Yishmael, Lo Selech Rachil Bamecha, Zu Rechilis Lashon Hara. So again, sometimes we put it together, but really it's separate Yisurim according to the Rambam, but maybe it's learned that from the same Pasuk. Tani Rebbe Nechemia, Shalote Karocha Lazeh, you shouldn't be like a rocha, like a peddler. Matin Dvarav Shal Zeh Lazeh, V'Dvarav Shal Zeh Lazeh. Carrying the words of one person to another person. Amar Rebbe Chanina, Borei Kama Koshehu Avak Lashon Hara. The dust of Lashon Hara. The Chafetz Chaim talks about so many cases that are the dust of Lashon Hara. That we don't realize it's Lashon Hara. You know, sometimes we'll, even the Chafetz Chaim there talks about Lashon Hara of people, Lashon Hara of items. There's Lashon Hara on items. Now, how do you know there's Lashon Hara on inanimate objects? What about the Meraglim? Right, but on items, if I say something about somebody's merchandise, if I say something about a store, a school, a shul, that could be Lashon Hara, you know, indirectly. For sure, avak Lashon Hara. She kamakashu avak Lashon Hara. She dibra ksuvim b'divrei badai. Because the psukim talk about Lashon Hara in a Divrei Badai, that means one is even allowed to change their words in a lie in order to keep societal peace and peace amongst people, and Lashon Hara does exactly the opposite. Where, Bishvil Hatol Shalom Ben Avram L'Sara, as we know, Chazal tell us that to keep peace between Avram and Sarah, Hashem lied. What happened? Vatitha Sarah Bekir Balemar, Sarah laughed and said, Achrei Belosi, I said, Li Adna Vadunizakein. Right? What happens? Sarah laughs and says, I'm so old and my husband's so old. But when Hashem tells over the story, Ula Avram Eino Omer Kein, Ella Lamazet Sachacha Sarah Lemar, Haaf Umname Leid Vanizakanti. So Hashem doesn't say over the other part, right? Aduni zaken einksiv kan ela anizakanti, right? So Kadosh Baruch Hu lies to Avraham and does not say the whole truth that Sarah expressed, because Sarah said that that Avraham was old too. So you think how old were they at this time, right? 100. Avraham was 100 years old. Sarah was 90, and still Hashem cares about the shalom bias of Avraham and Sarah. Says the Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in the Sichas Mutzer in Maimer Yud. Maimer Yud is about Gadol HaShalom. So he says there, you realize, Hari Bamas Hayekben Meyashan, Avram was 100. How much Shalom Bayis more were they going to have? Mikol Makom, Kibin Sha'alul Hadavar Ligrom Lepirud Kalshu, even if it would be a slight little negative feeling by one of the spouses, Shina Kadosh Baruch Hu Mebnei HaShalom. V'yishlan Alul Mod Mikan Es Godel HaChiv Shal Ashchanas Shalom U'Meniyas Pirud Kalshihi. Even very far-fetched, we have to do our best to try to keep the peace. Amar Reb Shimon Gamliel, Bo Re'ei, Kamahu, a different gear here, you see on the side, Gadol Hu HaShalom, see how great peace is, Shedibra Aksuvim Divrei Badai. Say that the Torah allows you to lie in order to keep peace. K'dei L'hatol Shalom Bein Yosef L'achiv. Hadu, that's what it says at the end of Breishes, Vayetzavu as Yosef Lemar, the brothers told Yosef, Avicha tzivas lefnei Moshe lemar. Your father, meaning Yaakov Avinu, told us that you shouldn't take revenge. Ko tamruli Yosef ana son of a gomer. V'lo ashkachan tepaken klum, and we don't find anywhere that Yaakov really gave that tzivui. But, you know, they made it up, according to this chazal. And it's okay, they made it up because they wanted to keep the peace. We know there's Mishana Mebnei HaShalom we have elsewhere too, the Gemara in Yevamos. In order to keep the peace, one is allowed to be Mishana. Reb Shmuel Bar Nachman, b'shem Reb Yonasan, mutter lomar lashon hara al ba'alei machlokes. It's mutter to say lashon hara about ba'alei machlokes. What does that mean? So the Mefarshim explained, it doesn't mean to just stir the flames and to make more machlokes. If there's a way to speak lashon hara in order to be able to stop the ba'alei machlokes, so that's where it would be something to look into and acceptable. Uma tam, what's the source of this? Vani avo acharayach umilesi es dvarayach. Remember the Navi, when Adoniyahu tried to usurp the kingdom, when David was on his deathbed, and Adoniyahu tried to usurp her instead of Shlomo, so the Navi tells Bathsheba, you go in and tell David that Adoniyahu is doing these terrible things, then I'm going to follow in right after you. So they were saying Lashon Hara about Adoniyahu. But what was the purpose? The purpose was to stop the merit, to stop the rebellion. So that's why, you see, in order to stop Ba'alei Machlokes, one had conceived to be Lashon Hara. Reb Zeira Bai Kumi Reb Yosef, Mibnei Maner Agadoniyah Ben Chages. Why was he Chayim Misa? Mibnei Shatavet Avishag Lashon Hamas? Was it just because later on he tried to ask for Avishag, who wasn't really David's wife? It was just, you know, somebody who warmed David up at the beginning of Malachim. But, you know, why was he Chayim Misa? Amar Le Elohim Avakshin La'atir Dam and Shabalei Machlokes. Really, they were just looking. It was a Mor B'Malchus. He was rebelling against the king. That's ultimately why. But they were looking for an excuse. Once he was Tovea her, they used that as an excuse. But ultimately, it was to remove the Ba'alei HaMachlokes. Again, once the king uses that, even if it wasn't David's wife. But as we know, anything that the king uses is also for anyone who's not a king. Bo'an kumi Rabbi Yochanan, Eze Lashon Hara, Ha'omro V'Hayodo. Anyone who speaks Lashon Hara, or anyone Yodo makes it known. Rather, Mara Fulda, Haromez Bahen. I can speak Lashon Hara even with my bodily motions, right? Any way that I express something. Chanusa de Kitnoi, Havilon Somos. One time, the flax market had Somos. Somos we had a couple of dafim ago. Tomos, or Tsamis, or Mitzvasa, different gersos here. It means the army was coming to get some workers. There was somebody there named Barchovitz, Velo Salak, and he was able to hide, and he was able to not go to what the government wanted. Amri La, and the other workers were kind of upset. So they kind of said, in a hinting way, Amri, what are we going to eat today? Amr Chad, one of them said, Chovsan. One of them says, oh, we can eat Chovsan, which is a type of food, but it also is the guy's name who was hiding. So the governmental officials realized that that guy was hiding. Amrin, oh, Yesi Barchovitz, bring him. So you see, even in an indirect way, there could be Lashon Hara. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Zeh Amar Lashon Hara Bahatzneya. Right, there could be Lashon Hara Bahatznei. Bahatznei means in a way that is hidden, and I don't think it's Lashon Hara. Bulev te ditziparan havilu tzomos, say my dear, this Bulevta, right, the Mara Fulda, Chachmei Eitza. There were people, the wise men of Tzipori, also the government came to take some of them. Habitaman chadid miskari Yochanan v'lo salak. There was a Yochanan there and he didn't go up and join everyone else. Amar chad l'chad, one of them said to the other, Lesan and Salkin mevakar l'Rabbi Yochanan yomadein. You know what, let's go visit Rabbi Yochanan today. Amr and Yesi Yochanan. They realized it. They said, oh, bring Yochanan. Amr Rav Shimon Lakish, Ze Amr Lashon Hara B'Tzedek. This is someone who thinks they're saying Lashon Hara in righteousness. It's fake righteousness. It's not. They think that they're not doing anything wrong, and really, they are. Period. Amar Rebbe Abba Barkana. Okay, well, I guess we'll start this Chazal. This Chazal goes over to the next Amud. Let's do the first half of the Chazal. This is a Chazal that the Meshech Chachma made famous in Parshas B'Shalach. Amar Rebbe Abba Barkana. Dorosh al David kulam tzadikim ayu. David had great tzadikim, righteous people in his army, in his generation. But because they had people who spoke Lashon Hara, then our armies fell in war. Husha David Amar Nafshi betoch levaim eshkava lo hatim. What does that pasuk refer to? Nafshi betoch levaim. My heart is amongst the lions. Ze avner va'amasa shayu levaim batorah. They were very strong in Torah. The eshkava lo hatim. But I also live in a generation of ze doeg. Doeg Adomi, right, who told on the city of Nov that David was hiding there. Va'achitofel sheyeluhutim achar lashon hara. Right, they were Baal Lashon Hara. Bnei Adam Shineim Chanis Vechitzam. Their teeth are their swords. Elu Baal Ki'ila Dechsiv. That's the Baal Ki'ila who also told Shaul that David was going to there, hiding there. Hayiskiruni Baal Ki'ila Biado Hayeret Shaul. Right, David asked the Ur V'Tumim, is Shaul going to come down and get me? Ulashonim Cherev Chada Elu Hazifim. They told Shaul, but oh, that David was hiding there. So all of these examples of Baal Lashon Hara, what is your Shechina doing down here? There are so many Baal Lashon Hara. Salek Shechina Sami Benayon. Remove your Shechina. So we see in the times of David and Melech, yeah, they were great tzaddikim, they were great Torah learners, but they were also Baal Lashon Hara, and that's why they fell during battle. Aval dor shel Achav, ov de avodah zarah hayu. The dor of Achav, terrible. Ov de avodah zarah. Right, he killed out all the Nevi'im. Vayidei shelo hayu len del tori hayu yardin l'machamah v'noschin. But because they didn't say Lashon Hara about each other, so then they were able to go to battle and they were successful. The pasuk to prove this, we'll have to Be'ez Hashem wait till next time, where we'll talk about the Ovadia and Eliyahu on the next daf. Okay, we'll stop here.